A cloudy day is forecast for April 8 when the solar eclipse will cast its shadow on Manitoba. The path of totality, where the moon appears the same size as the sun and blocks out the sun's rays, only appears as a narrow band over North America. However, the maximum effect, the shadow of the eclipse in Westman, Brandon, is expected at about 1:58 p.m. where 58% of the sun will be darkened until 3 p.m. It will not be safe to look at the partial phases of the eclipse directly from anywhere in Manitoba, unless you are using ISO-certified eye protection. It is always dangerous to look directly at the sun, and we instinctively don't, usually. Sunlight is so bright it can burn a spot in the retina of your eye that may eventually heal, but it may not. Your retina has no pain sensors, experts say, and once the damage is done, looking away, shielding your eyes is too little too late. You have to make a choice to protect your eyes and prepare ahead of time. Solar retinopathy can occur if proper eye protection is not used, and according to the experts, this condition does not always heal itself. Here's advice from Manitoba optometrists. Before the eclipse, carefully check your eclipse lenses. Scratched or damaged lenses are not safe to use. Before looking at the sun, put on your solar eclipse glasses and only take them off after looking away. Supervise children wearing solar eclipse glasses to ensure that the sunglasses always worn when viewing the sun and the partially eclipsed sun. Never look at the sun or partially obscured sun with sunglasses on, even if your sunglasses offer 100% UVA and UVB protection. They will not adequately protect your eyes if you look directly at the sun. Never look at the sun or a partially eclipsed sun through an unfiltered camera, telescope, binoculars, or other device. Consult an experienced astronomer before using a special solar filter on a device. A coincidence? An eclipse in 2017 crossing from the northwestern coast of the USA through Florida was termed by some as the Salem Eclipse because it cast a shadow in a path across seven towns or cities named Salem. On April 8, 2024, the moon will once again cover the sun, casting darkness upon seven locations called Nineveh in the USA and through Nineveh, Nova Scotia, a town close to the center of the province. Comparing the 2017 and 2024 eclipse, the community where the two diagonal shadows cross, although 7 years apart, is Little Egypt. Who knew there were all these historic and even biblical community names in North America? Finally, consider what it would mean if we had no knowledge of the coming darkness, or even of a partial eclipse shadow effect. A solar eclipse was recorded on a clay tablet found at Ugarit, in modern Syria, with two plausible dates usually cited, the 3rd of May 1375 BC or the 5th of March 1223 BC, the latter being favored by most recent authors on the topic, according to Wikipedia. With no forewarning nor explanation, in antiquity, a solar eclipse, where the moon appears to eat the sun, would strike wonder and probably fear into the hearts of people.